Okay, welcome everyone. My name is David Greenwalt. I'm the founder of the Leanest Lifestyle online weight loss success program. Today I have on the phone with me Michelle from Illinois. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
I want to interview you because you're a relatively new member of the Leanest Lifestyle and you're really doing well. And I wanted you to share a little bit about why you're doing so well and how you're doing and how it is that you're going about utilizing the system online with the great success that you're having. So if you would you just kind of give us a little warm up and tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, how old are you, you got any family, kids, what do you do, all that stuff.
Well, my name's Michelle. I'm 42, I have to count. I have a family. I'm married and we have four children, ages 10, 8, twin 4-year-olds, and I stayed home more, and so it's very, very busy with them.
Having the kids, the whole family life, you're married, you got kids, you're running around, you're going to sporting events, you're very busy, but you're still putting some additional energy and time into yourself, which is incredibly important, which so many moms neglect, and you're here. So how were you introduced to Leanest Lifestyle?
Well, I neglected myself for a long time, between the pregnancies and the bed rest and the premature babies. I just focused all my time on them. And then I found myself not happy with who I had become, was inside and outside. And I tried other programs, and they just weren't working for me because they weren't well-rounded. And I did some research on the Internet, and I just found it browsing the Internet. I downloaded some of the podcasts, and I started listening to those on walks and things like that, and tried another program. That program wasn't... It was focused differently than a different one that I was on, but didn't quite get me there, and I decided to try the lifestyle, and it's working great.
So, as far as your weight history, remind us how old you are again?
I'm 42.
42, and how long have you been battling weight? Were you thin at one point and had put on the weight since a certain time? Were you always heavy as a child, or how long have you been battling this?
Well, when I look back at my years as a teenager, I felt like I was heavier, but when I look at the pictures, I really wasn't.
Right.
I don't think I really started to struggle with the weight until, the kids started coming down the line.
When was that?
11 years ago.
11 years ago. So and around 30, 31, something like that.
Right. And I just progressed. Every pregnancy, more and more inactivity, more and more my body going to waste, less and less time taking for myself until I reached a point, kind of like, not really a breaking point. Well, yeah, a breaking point. I just decided that was enough.
Right.
And it's my time.
Right. And that's so common, by the way. I hear that story so many times in every single week of every single year that I've been running the Leanest Lifestyle. And are you, now at this point, just for reference, are you done having babies, or are you going to have more, or what do you think?
I am done.
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 Now, isn't there kind of a feeling, too, of when you are done of the fact that you're going to have your body to yourself for the rest of your life?
Well, yeah, because you're not pregnant with a child, you're not nursing children anymore.
Right.
You're done. And it's a complete feeling of satisfaction of what we have and just don't want to go through it again.
Right. and you don't have to go through it again.
No.
Yeah. So you already answered how you found it. You were basically just, doing some searches on the Internet.
I was researching, looking for something that would help me.
Right. And you had said, and I think we know why you started, and that's because, like you said, you were basically at a breaking point. You said, enough's enough. I've given everyone else my attention and my time. It's time to give some back to myself.
Right. Right.
And we call that healthy selfishness. There's not a thing wrong with it. But there can be a lot of guilt that goes into it, can't there?
It was kind of hard at first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very common. All right, so when you first logged into the club, what were your thoughts?
I was kind of looking where to start and started following directions and realizing there was a lot out there, but I felt quickly comforted knowing that I was going to be taken through it step by step. And at one point, I remember thinking, oh, but give me more.
No kidding.
I did.
Oh, my gosh. I think, my wife, Tracy, won't take this the wrong way, but Michelle, I think I'm in love. Because, so often, because we are so comprehensive and we do have so much, so often the feeling is, oh my gosh, look at all this, I'm overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a to-do list. So when you saw what we had, what kind of helped you break it down and would you, you know, made it so that you could just kind of follow along?
What did I do to make it so it would work for me to follow along?
Yeah, what kind of broke it down so it, I mean, what do you think it was that made it so it wasn't overwhelming, even though there's so much here, but instead it was more like just follow along, it's step by step. What do you think made it that way for you?
What helped me tremendously is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the scores, getting the smiley faces, getting the feedback.
Right.
And that keeps me going. And that helped me as I see the check marks, as I see the accomplishments, things I've done, it helps me keep going.
That's great. Well, you know, within the site, we have what we call the to-do list, and, you know, that's the anchor page. That always tells you, if you're ever wondering what to do, you know, Michelle, that's where you go, right?
Right.
You just do the next thing on the list. And so that's good. It's very refreshing to hear, too, that the all of the things that I have in place that do give the feedback, including personal feedback, have been helpful to you so far. Did you ever take any of the free classes, you know, live by phone?
I did. I did them out of order, but I did take two of the classes.
Okay. And what did you think of that?
I liked them. It was a great talking to Coach Tom. He was very helpful. He answered all my questions. It helped me understand further the aspects of the nutrition analyzer and the weight professor online.
Yeah. And he's such an expert at it that he knows the shortcuts. He knows ways where even if you do get familiar with the tools and you feel like you're doing pretty well with it, when you're working with someone who's been using them for 9 years, that's just hard to substitute.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's great. So, okay, so basically as you've been going along, you really haven't had a bunch of fears and doubts and feelings of being overwhelmed as far as the program goes.
No, not so much, because I through the research I had done over the years, I knew that nutrition was an aspect of it. I knew that strength training was an aspect of it. I knew that cardio training was an aspect of it. And every other program I had tried out there don't bring all three together as beautifully as this program does.
What about the aspects of the program where we move outside the box of what I call the mechanicals? And the mechanicals are just what you referenced, the nutrition aspects and the exercise aspects and the whole caloric deficit aspects. What about the components relating to the emotional side or the mindset side of things where we look at, you know, we're very strong on helping people create and establish a strong why and things like that. Have you noticed elements of the program in that regard as well or no?
No, that is a huge strength of this program as well, and I was neglectful not to mention that because other programs say, okay, you know, you need to know why you're doing this, but they don't make you sit down and write it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really encourage you to write down the pros and cons.
Right,
if you need to do it, you should do this. This is what you should be thinking about, but mm-hmm. This program, you're taking through it step by step to actually do these things, and getting it, working it through your mind and getting it written down is extremely powerful. And for me, yes, emotional and stress eating is huge because it's been very stressful having three premature babies in the hospital for lengths of time and being mm-hmm. high risk pregnancy. And so I turned to food when I shouldn't have. But this has helped me, you know, not do that as much.
Mm-hmm. And do you have my book as well?
I do.
And have you been reading parts of it? Are you through most of it, or how much have you read, would you say?
I hate to say I've only read about a quarter of it.
Okay.
Because I shifted gears and I'm putting time into the website,
right.
And I try to read when I can, but I have been, you know, I read the book before I joined. Actually, I bought the book on Amazon before I joined, and
mm-hmm.
and that's one thing that brought me to the website to actually join was of, I feel like I'm actually speaking to you when I'm reading the book.
Yes.
And I love that, and it's helped me really understand different aspects of the whole lifestyle.
And when I wrote the book, I made a commitment that I wanted the book to be scientifically sound, science-supported. However, I wanted it to be able to be read and understood by anyone, you know, any adult with any background whatsoever. And I wanted it in my everyday conversational tone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say that it's... Sounds like I was talking to you. I was. It's very, very true. That's exactly how it was written, but still well-founded and based in science.
And I can see that when I'm reading it, and that's what I really enjoy as well, is that you can see that there's been a lot of research behind it, and the way you present it, it's very, it's reachable.
So what have you liked most about using the online system so far?
I love the daily feedback in terms of the scores and how I'm doing and the accountability it's creating for me. I've been very diligent about getting on every day and entering my information data and I like the feedback I'm getting. It's helping me stay on track. Because, you know, when you go to meetings for a weight loss program or you go to maybe like a personal trainer for training, you don't see them every day.
No.
You don't get that feedback every day. And
right.
I reached a point where I really needed somebody to something to personally give me some information feedback, like, you're doing the right thing, Michelle.
Right.
Keep going. And I finally found it, and I'm getting it, and I'm just so excited.
One of the things that I say about gyms and personal trainers is we love it. If someone goes to a gym, we say, great. If someone goes to a personal trainer, we say, great. Because we work with personal trainers in gyms all the time. And one of the things that we always say when we're approaching a gym or a personal trainer who's going to do something with us or is going to utilize our system in conjunction with what they do is we're very much not in competition with a gym or a personal trainer. But instead, we are an accent, a complement to what they do.
Right.
If what I don't do is work out with someone in person.
Mm-hmm.
And a workout, typically, if we just look at kind of averages, with a personal trainer or in a typical gym for a typical workout might last about an hour, however many days per week. And what I like to say is that the Leanest Lifestyle program, with all of the online components and the feedback and all of the elements that go into all the mechanical elements and all the lifestyle elements, we're the other 23 hours in a day.
Right.
And it's 24/7. So that, like you said, maybe you'll see a personal trainer 3 days a week. If you are fortunate enough to have a personal trainer, I say great, and it's still only going to be a certain number of days per week or a certain number of days per month. Well, there's a lot of time in between sessions where things can get kind of screwy.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't really know your numbers, you don't really know, you know, what to do, what direction to turn, the personal trainers we find a lot of times too will get frustrated because they don't understand why the client isn't having the success that they are hoping the client's going to have. But when you put the two together, it's a match made in heaven. It's absolutely,
absolutely
great.
I completely see that. But this program is kind of like having a chef in your home because it's helping you, you know, pick the right foods to eat. And it's kind of like having a personal trainer in your home. You know, it's like having all these aspects with you all the time. And whatever I can bring in outside of that is making it better.
Yeah. Great. Well, how much weight have you lost with us so far, and how long has that taken?
I think I'm 11 to 12 pounds,
right.
And I started the program in the beginning of May,
mm-hmm.
And that'd be 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I noticed online, I looked it up just before we talked, that almost 4 weeks ago to today, you were 11 pounds heavier. And I know there was some vacillation in the first 2 weeks. You know what I mean? You came in and it was a little up and down because you were getting used to things.
Yep.
But almost exactly 4 weeks ago, maybe just a day, you know, difference, you were about 11 pounds heavier than you are now. So again, you know, I want to congratulate you on your success so far and this, you know, really great weight loss, rapid weight loss in a relatively short period of time. And truly, let me ask you this. I'm not going to say it. I want to see what you say. With this program, with what you're doing overall, do you feel like it's something where if your doctor asked you what you were doing, you'd feel good about telling him or her?
Yes, I would, and I've been telling other people what I'm doing and what, you know, how it's working for me. And I think I'm proud of what I've done so far. I'm proud of how I'm doing. I'm proud of the program that's helping me get to where I'm at because this is the most success I've had I can think ever. I've lost weight before, but I feel so much more healthier now. I feel a million times better about this program than I have about any other program I've done before. I haven't done a lot of other programs. I've tried just a handful.
Okay.
But because this one is so well-rounded, and I feel so satisfied nutritionally with the food that I'm eating, and I feel so great with the exercise and the strength training that I'm doing, I haven't felt better in a long, long time. And I'm very happy to talk to other people about it and to share what I know of the system because it's the lifestyle, because it's helped me so much.
Well, thank you, Michelle. And now, many people are skeptical about using an online system with maybe termed virtual coaching. Many people believe they need a personal chef or a personal trainer. They definitely have got to have that person in person holding their hand. A lot of people believe that that is going to be the key, as in the only thing they're missing, the thing they need to be successful, and again, they're very skeptical of using an online system with virtual coaching. What would you say about this to someone who's having those same concerns right now?
I think I would tell them that it doesn't hurt. You know, give it a try. You won't know until you actually try it, and it is virtual. It's on the computer, but it's like having somebody with you every step of the way. And you can go here any time of the day, in which you have more access to this lifestyle than you do have access to a personal trainer and a chef, because they sleep and they're not always with you.
It'd be kind of expensive to have that, either one of those 24/7, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
And also, even though it is, you know, as we would say, virtual, because it's online, is there personal interaction? Have you and I ever conversed through private messaging at a personal level?
Yes.
Yeah, we have. So that's just something else that I definitely wanted to bring out, is that it's not all, you know, computer automated. There's a lot of feedback. There's a lot of software, you know, at play online. Nothing needs to be downloaded. But there's a lot of features and tools and things that make it all flow and make it all cohesive and everything works together. But there is also personal interaction. Do you feel like you have the ability any day to actually reach out to me or another coach and ask a question about anything related to nutrition or exercise?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you feel like you'd get a reasonable answer you could trust in a reasonably, you know, quick period of time?
I do, yes.
So let me just ask, where to from here for you? What is your ultimate goal, and any idea by when?
I'm taking it one step at a time. I'm going to keep going and keep going and keep going until I get there. I feel like this program is going to take me there. I haven't set a final ultimate goal because I've got such a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. You're taking it in chunks, just like we recommend. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a milestone I have coming up that I have not been able to break through in other programs. And for lack of better words, I'm holding my breath and I'm just going to keep plugging through and I'm going to break that milestone and I'm going to keep going past it. And I feel strongly within myself that I'm going to have more success in this program than I've ever had before, because of it's 360 degrees. I don't feel like there's anything really missing in all the aspects of what it's going to take to get my body to be lean again.
Yeah, as a good friend of mine would say, if you're looking for an argument, we're going to have to change subjects. Because I fully agree with you. Well, Michelle, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to share the beginning of your journey, the beginning of your leanest lifestyle journey, because that's kind of where you are right now, but you're doing really well. I want to congratulate you on actually doing it. You know, a lot of people talk about it, but you're actually doing it.
I don't enjoy putting all my food in every day, necessarily.
Hey, that's honesty. That's just pure honesty. See, that's one of the reasons you're being successful. You've got the honesty going on.
Oh, Lord. It's work. I tell you, it's work, but it's, I know I need to do it to build the foundation for a lifestyle that's going to take me where I need to go.
And you know, Michelle, you're absolutely right in that it is work, because change is work, and it's work in any endeavor, whether it's fitness or finance or relationships or anything else. Any kind of change is work. But let me ask you something. When you were, you know, at your wit's end, and you were, you know, at the top of the weight for you that was just unbearable, and you said no more, let me ask you something. Was that work, going through that life every day?
Yeah, it was. You know, you don't really realize it when you're there, how hard it is to just function. Getting moving, I can move so much easier now because I'm doing resistance training 3 times a week. I'm doing cardio up to 5 times a week. I'm eating clean, and it's making my body stronger and more limber, and I have more energy. I have a bounce in my step.
Mm-hmm.
Again. And it's healing. I had problems with my feet with plantar fasciitis. It's healed. I can go barefoot again. And it was much harder for me to just walk and move around before at my wit's end than it is now. And but you don't see it then. That's
right.
The challenge. You just don't see how difficult it really is. You people tell you and you kind of know, but until you truly really feel it, it's just eye-opening.
So it's, you know, it's work when you're at your worst, and it takes energy when you're at your worst. It's just a different kind of energy.
Right. It's a draining energy.
It's a draining energy.
The energy I'm getting now from my exercising and from the training and then is an energizing energy. I can do more.
Absolutely. I always like to bring that out, because while it's very true that it takes energy and it's work to create the change and to to learn and grow like you can when you're doing the leanest lifestyle. It's also takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of work to stay at a place that is incredibly dissatisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Except the biggest difference is that the energy when you're at that negative place is going in a very negative direction.
That's right.
And it's very draining.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy that you're putting out now is most all going in a very positive direction, in a very energizing direction. But be there, no mistake. I absolutely agree with Michelle. It takes energy and it takes work. But like you said, Michelle, people shouldn't fool themselves or kid themselves into believing that if they are at a place they truly they are dissatisfied with, that also is taking a tremendous amount of energy and work to stay there. I, again, just want to congratulate you. Thank you for taking time to do this interview with me tonight. And I look forward to following your progress. I know you're going to do great things. I've got high expectations of you. No pressure, just to take it a day at a time. And as I say, perfection is never required. You do not have to do this forever. Just be good for today.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening. To learn more about the Leanest Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle online, please visit www.leanestlifestyle.com. That's www.leanestlifestyle.com.